Now you remember a time when you were reeling in communication with somebody.
Reeling in communication? Numerous times.
One.
At lunchtime?
At lunchtime. Good. Good. Now you remember a time when you really knew somebody felt some affinity for him.
Yes. As I was leaving Oakland, coming over here.
Now, excuse me, I'll make a comment on this. The only reason I'm showing you this, you've got a fast communication lag index here. And if he hasn't been out of his body under older techniques, somebody ought to be shot. Now, let's grab a hold of those two corners of the room up there.
Mm-hmm.
From inside your head, shut your eyes and grab a hold of those two corners of the room. This would be, by the way, just standard. You could just do this, just as I'm doing it right here, and you'd be safe as a bug in a rug with every case you ran.
Yes, I got them.
Got them?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to them for a moment and don't think.
You don't think the fire comes out.
Well, just get interested in the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Find any old dirt or anything?
No, they look very, very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Left, the right-hand one's hard to get.
You'll keep putting it back there to get it. And by the way, if you check bodies on an E-meter, you find out one half of the body is one sex, the other half of the body is the other sex, according to the E-meter. Very fascinating.
You got me thinking about that. How we got these corners back.
You know what'll happen? You're not supposed to think. You know what'll happen if you check somebody on this? If the right-hand side is... this is something you don't have to know. If the right-hand side is pretty badly out of communication, why, it's doing a life continuum on Papa or Grandpa. Like that. And the left-hand side is pretty bad off, and so forth. Well, you've got a life continuum on women. Well, when you're running, mama, grandma, something like that, but when you're running occasionally, you find out the left-hand side runs and the right-hand side doesn't run. Why, have you ever noticed that? Stroke case? That's a stroke case, you know. I mean, one half of the body is functioning, the other half of the body isn't functioning, so forth. The half that is functioning will be intimately connected with somebody who's had a stroke. Oh, you know, just bluntly, I don't care whether the preacher says so or not. It just works out that way, that's all. So that if the left-hand side of the body was functioning, there's a male member of the family who's had a stroke. What's the matter with this person then? Is he imbalanced? Are his flows unbalanced or something like that? Well, no. No, you'll see this very marked though in some cases, and that don't immediately show up as having had a stroke. They've had one. One time or another. Got those corners?
Yep.
Real good?
You're one.
Get the other one. See, now, this is a little trick here. This is getting the control centers balanced in present time. And if you kept this up and made him keep fishing for the other corner, you'd come out in the long run with the control centers balanced. You want to know something about control centers? They're all there in AP and A. He talks a lot about control centers. Subject that's very, very unimportant. GE, how's the body built? Whether there is control centers in the body. Somebody starts talking to you about nerve reflexes, but what are these nerve reflexes? They're sub-minds. They're old circuits and control centers. Somebody comes in, no feeling in this elbow, no control on this hand. What's that mean? Control center shot over here on the right. Got it, yeah? You just keep putting it back there.
On the right,
you just
keep
putting it back there. Keep putting it back.
I know it's there.
isn't even important to get that side in present time, but we will. Feel it.
Yep.
Finally connect?
I'm losing feeling of it.
Get somebody else to feel it from the other side. I have two dinosaurs feel it. Start to feel it.
Two what?
Dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Two big dinosaurs. They start to feel it. See, it's dark. There must be something in that corner. This is your case. Let's just speed up the process instead of fishing. Have these two big dinosaurs and have them start to feel it and then suddenly say to each other, "My God, no, that's Turnbull feeling that," and run like hell. Have them do that.
Neither come to the other end.
Now, I had two crocodiles come up there to get your anchor point that you're trying to put up there and have them suddenly notice it's you and get down and pray.
Well, the other one's gone.
Well, you get a boat there now. You get that corner yet?
Yes, but it seems to be in the wrong place.
Corner's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I'll put it up there again.
No, that's all right. Now, you got it in the wrong place. I'll just do fancier auditing you with that. have two yeggs, you know, kosh boys, gangsters.
Yeah, I got them up there.
All right. Have them holding that out of place, that corner where it's out of place there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, have them holding that out of place until he suddenly realizes who they're doing this to, and have them both blow their brains out. Okay?
Yeah, I got them back there again now.
It's back in place now again. Okay, you get both corners now?
Yeah, near enough.
Oh, God. Now, how about being over Tasmania? Just make your body comfortable there a little bit more. Shut down a little bit more so your head, lay your head back. All right, that's
fine. I'm more comfortable this way, actually.
Well, just so you can let go of your head. You let go of your head?
Yep.
All right. Now, let's be over Tasmania.
Yes.
All right, let's be over the Amazon jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be over Nelson's Monument.
But a monument was not Nelson's.
Well, that's all right. Now, let's be over St. Paul's Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be over the Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be over the Indian Ocean.
Pretty rough.
Let's be over the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Well, I got an ice cap with a pole on it.
Okay. Now, where is it located?
Below my feet.
Just below your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Are you locating all these below your feet?
Mm-hmm.
I'd locate them now in front of your face. Now, let's be over Nelson's Monument again.
Yep.
Now, let's be over the U.S. Capitol building.
Yes.
Now, let's be over Sydney.
stuck there somehow.
Hmm? What's the matter?
Seem to be stuck there.
Seem to be stuck there over
yeah,
Sydney?
No, I can't seem to get Sydney.
Can't seem to get Sydney?
Hmm.
All right, get Melbourne.
Oh, what's that say?
You got Melbourne?
Oh, that was there.
Huh?
Hmm.
I get Brisbane. All right, make it Auckland. Take a look at Auckland.
Yes, yes.
Be right over Auckland. I'll be over the north end of Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be over the south end of Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Be over the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Be over Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be over Perth, Australia. Be over the school building at 163.
I could have some fun with me. That's where you want me, though. Mm-hmm.
Things getting clear to you? Changing any?
No, it's about the same.
About the same, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, be over the London Zoo. Catch yourself having to know where the zoo was before you could be over it?
Yep.
All right. Be out in front of 163.
Yep.
Be in the office at 163.
Mm-hmm.
Be right inside the door of the schoolroom at 163.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be in front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be here just in front of the platform.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you do that?
Well, I just seem to be in front of the platform.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you any chronic somatic?
Yes, oh, beautiful. Hmm? Every time I go to do any therapy, my leg starts to jump around.
Did you just start this?
Did I just start it?
Did it just start?
I haven't started at all this time.
I haven't started at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't always had, but after I've been at it for a little while, it starts to.
Did you have any feeling of being out here?
Well, I don't know.
Did you or did you? Yes or no?
Well, I lost consciousness of this, but.
Hmm?
Yes, I think I did.
All right. Did you have a feeling of having a lot of things with you while you were out?
No.
You didn't have that feeling?
No.
Oh. All right, put two Thetans out in front of you, saying to each other, now I have to abandon my home universe.
A bit difficult, yes.
All right, keep putting them out there. Getting very
two
pleased.
Two Thetans.
Yeah, this is two circles of light saying to each other, get them both saying it simultaneously, saying to each other, now I have to abandon my home universe. Just keep putting them out there saying that to each other.
Huh? These lights turn to little mean like Wrigley's Junior.
Well, okay. Okay, keep them there and keep putting them there as lights.
Mm-hmm.
Being pleased about abandoning the home universe.
Shaking hands with each other, miserably.
Can you get them? You got them, each one of them saying that to the other one?
Well, I can know they're doing it here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Keep putting them there and get that feeling of pleasure coming from each one of them about abandoning the home universe.
I can't get any pleasure from them. I can get a great deal of pleasure myself. The idea of them.
Well, you can get pleasure at the idea of it, huh? All right. You get the pleasure out there. One of those to the other one.
Keep sticking together.
Well, keep sticking them apart. I mean, just put new ones there all the time. Keep putting new ones there. And each time you put them there, have them both say, oh, how wonderful it is to abandon all of my facsimiles. This time have them say, how wonderful it is to abandon all my facsimiles.
Every time I put this plug out here, this one runs into it.
All right, keep putting it out.
Yeah.
Keep putting them out. What's the postulate they're giving to each other there?
How happy they are to be leaving the home universe.
Abandoning it. Not
abandoning.
Just leaving it.
Oh.
Abandoning it forever.
But I got to get these two out of here before I can get them to postulate.
Oh, me? You just get that postulate out there. Throw the postulate out there. Getting it now?
A moment ago, I had quite a sad feeling.
Oh, no. Well, what do you know? All right, let's put it out there again. Put out there how happy they are to abandon forever and never see again the whole universe.
Now? I'm putting that postulate out there, and I can get one over here reasonably well. This other bloke I have to control.
So I'll just keep putting them out there until you can get them both there. Still get the feeling of sadness on it?
Just a moment ago, I got another one. It's silly. Was out putting a few and possibly of how sad I was.
How happy you are.
Mm.
Good. Now change it to abandon my memory and never know who I am again. You're both out there. How happy you are to abandon your personal memory and never know who you are again.
These two thief in the same net to each other.
Yeah.
How happy they are.
They're you.
No.
They're you. How happy you are. Mock yourself up twice as a fate, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Abandon all the facsimiles.
This bloke on this side seems to do all the talking. Should I have this fellow doing it too?
Yes, sir. Both of them. Get them feeling cheerful about it.
Oh, yeah, they're happy as Larry now.
Real happy now.
Mm. Yes, they're up there.
Doing better?
Yes, been quite a year. They're as happy as they can be.
Uh-huh.
Real happy.
That's you now?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm real happy. Yeah.
You're real happy?
Yeah.
Never have any memory or anything?
Facsimiles? No, I don't.
No facsimiles? No. I said no memories.
Mm.
I get them having no personal identity anymore. How happy they are never to have a personal identity anymore.
You're jumping for joy. They're doing handstands. Happiness.
Okay. Okay. Now we got that. Let's be over Auckland again.
Mm-hmm.
Be over the north end of Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
South end of Auckland. Over Tasmania, then.
I get an island with a lot of...
Well, let's be greenery. Real close to it.
No, I seem to get to a forest.
You got a forest. Pick out a particular tree and be close to that. Got it?
Yeah.
All right, now be a little distance away from that tree.
But 8 feet.
Okay. I'll be over Hobart.
Over Hobart. Oh, figuring again.
Yeah, sure, you figured. Let's be over Hobart.
Well, now I'm over Adelaide now.
All right. Now, let's be right here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll show you something. Your demonstration here so far and up to this moment, I've been using the word be, if you will notice. And if you've been recording, this is the way to do it. You've missed the point. We had a circuit working here, like mad, didn't we?
Yeah.
Let's see now. How far is Hobart from the, let's see, and where are the forests? But yet you did have some little feeling, didn't you?
Yes, definitely. I lost consciousness of this.
Yeah, all right, all right. So we have a level of workability. We're actually not working a five-level case here. Who's been working this case and hadn't had him out of his body and working well should be shot. Anyway, because this isn't a case level five I'm working, this is about a three. With a tape. By the way, these tapes are terribly interesting. You run into somebody sometime running, everything they read you off, the postures they read you off, they're reading. You want to find out about that. It's an automaticity gimmick that they have worked up. And it's one of the favorite ways of fixing up a circuit. You haven't got a tape. But a couple of times when you were mentioning these little men, you said with great surprise these little men were chewing gum. They were, I tell you, to get a couple of feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. Well, that's a specimen of automaticity. Well, that can go so far as everything the person is going to say appears on a little tape up here, you see, and he reads it off and he says, "How are you, Joe?" See? That goes so far, but I'm just showing you a gradient scale of automaticity. We have a certain amount of automaticity, so we've got a circuit here. The second he says something like that, we say, "All right, boy, we're going to be working on this basis." We have to know where we are before we can be there. Now, you've seen that circuit to some degree in action. Now, let's alter this technique down to a very proper technique. Okay, shut your eyes now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, move St. Paul's Cathedral under you.
Mm-hmm.
Move it to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Move it to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Move Nelson's Monument under you.
Mm-hmm.
Now move Tasmania under you.
You got something moving under me anyway.
Yeah, all right. Now move Hobart under you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now move Auckland under you.
I got the whole lot moving under me now. I got the world.
Oh, yeah? How about easing well, back under now and getting out, picking out Auckland and moving it under you? Okay. Picking out Auckland and moving it under you.
Well, that's the dispose of this round.
Hmm? Dispose of it?
Mm.
We'll just bring it up to your face. Move it up closer to you. Does it move further away when you do that?
No, it's coming up.
All right, just move it right on up close to you, and I'll move it up close to you to a point where you've got your...
You have a main of my nose, man.
All right, you got... Where's Hobart?
Maybe it's the point I got my nose stuck to.
Okay. Okay, move yourself much closer to Hobart.
This is too silly for words. I've got a ball here with plasticine map on it. Like a.
Where is that?
Well, I've just got it here.
Yeah, I know, but where is that the globe?
Where is it?
Yeah, where's the original of that globe you're using there?
Well, I don't know.
You got that? You got that home?
No.
Hmm?
Oh, wait, yes, I have to.
Yes. Well, I didn't tell you to look it up on a globe. Look it up on this globe. All right. Now, let's move over St. Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
Move it under you. Now, move it right up close to you. Now, let's inspect the engraving on top of it, or whatever you find there on top of it. I don't know what's on top of it, but there might be a cross or something up there.
When you said that, I was a cross there.
All right. Well, what is there then? Let's look it over.
I've got a gold cross.
Okay, let's look it over.
It just seems to have rich writing on it. I don't know what the writing is.
All right. Now, let's move it much closer and see if you can get a little tactile on it. Okay. Now, let's move Nelson's Monument under you.
Well, I got a whole flag of monuments in it.
A whole bunch of them, huh?
This outstanding one is the one I just seen in Edinburgh.
Let's move Nelson's Monument under you. Let's move Piccadilly Circus under you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's put St. Paul's Cathedral a certain distance from Nelson's Monument. Let's put a brace between them and block them apart.
Well, I've got someone riding a horse here. Is that Nelson's Monument?
Well, put it at a certain distance.
Yeah.
All right. Now be over the school.
Mm-hmm.
Now move the school under you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now move the top of the school, the edge of the ledge, directly under you so that you're sitting on it. Just move it up under you so you're sitting on it.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's inspect the view.
Oh, you can see the street out here.
All right.
First box.
Now let's be the same height above the street, but move the middle of the street under you.
Mm-hmm.
Now move the edge of the building under you.
Mm-hmm.
Now move the middle of the street out of here. Now move the edge of the building out of here. Now move the middle of the street out of here. Now move the edge of the building out of here.
Well, I'm realizing that I've got to move over to the building to move the edge of the building under me.
You're realizing
this? Well, I have been doing that.
Oh, all right. Now let's get a tactile on the edge of the building.
Where did you feel it?
All right, let's just feel it, though.
I get very conscious of this chair if I go through that.
Would it be very upsetting if you did feel it?
No.
Wouldn't, huh? All right, move that edge of the building under you again. And this time, just above the thing, put a mark up.
Move the edge of the building under me.
And put a mark up just above the tactile and feel the thing you're going to get a tactile of, and then feel the mark up. In other words, mark up a tactile for it. That?
Mock up someone on the edge of the building. Have them feeling the building.
Well, all right, if you want to do it that way.
Was that what you want me to do?
Sure.
Yeah, I can mock up someone standing there.
All right, now move the edge of the building under you again.
I'm sitting on the edge of the building.
All right, now move that place they just touched under you.
Mm-hmm.
Now touch it.
I'm very conscious of the chair again.
Uh-huh. Direct communication. Okay. Now move a lorry out here under you on the street. Got one? All right. Keep it moving on up the street.
Keep it moving on up the street.
Well, keep moving it on up the street.
I got it moved under me. I can move it on...
Got it moving
I've got it under me here.
Huh?
I've got it under me here.
You're in the chair?
Yeah.
And it's under you here?
Yeah.
No, you move the lorry under you in the street. Is the street under your chair?
No, I've got to get out there to get out.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, isn't it? You got to get out there to get over it.
All right, I got the street back under me.
Oh, you've got that now.
I've got the lorry, too.
You got the lorry? Huh? All right, now let's just get that lorry moving along. Let's just check up on this conductor.
Oh, I had an ordinary lorry. I call a lorry one of the cat shingles.
Okay.
I check up on the driver.
Check up on the driver. Now move the driver's head just in front of yours.
What difference if I've got this all tangled up again?
Just take a hold of his head and move it in front of yours. Just move his head in front of you.
I've got his head up here.
That's all right.
The wheel of them head.
You're in this chair?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, you got a lovely markup, see? There's an automatic markup. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's real great. You don't have to feel anything. You see? Now, look here. You just move out there, grab hold of a lorry, move it under you. Just move that lorry.
Bring the lorry in here and move it under me.
No,
here.
Sir. You leave that lorry right where it is and move it under you.
All right, yes. I've got a lorry moving out under me, and I'm out in the street moving it under.
Okay. All right. Now, move the inside of the lorry
I
around.
I jump back here again.
Uh-huh. All right, now reach out and grab the inside of the lorry.
Yep.
And move that around it. Got that moved around, sir?
Yep.
Look at the signs.
No sides.
Signs. Posters. Advertisements.
Mickey Mouse came into the line for some reason or other.
How's the inside of this lorry look? This bus. Look. Look, is the bus in motion?
No, I've got a hold of it and I'm moving it around me.
Now, where are you?
I'm out in the street.
Yeah, out in the street, moving it around. Well, you grab a hold of a real bus. They don't bite. Right one. Grab a hold of that bus. Move it under you. Just hold it under you and let it go on down the street.
I do that, the more I become conscious of this chair.
Oh? All right, push that lorry away from you.
Yeah.
What happens when you do that?
I can push it up.
Push it away harder.
Come back in.
No. Push it away real hard.
Yep.
Where are you?
As soon as you say that, I'm back in the chair.
Okay. I'll push it away real hard now and keep pushing it away. Now fight it. Shut it off of you. Move it away from you.
Okay. That's a nice little swing out there and in here.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's move it away from you. But I tell you what you do. Now let's move the street corner out here as far away from you as you can get. Just give it a hard shove and move it way away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm moving it the street corner further down the street.
Moving it further down the street?
Mm-hmm.
Is it detached from the sidewalk or anything?
Yeah, the whole thing has sort of gone away from me, pushed it away from me.
Oh, you did push it away from you that time. Well, good. Grab hold of it and move it under you.
Mm-hmm.
You got it now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how's that? More satisfactory? Now, I want you, without any orders from me, to move yourself over each one of the five continents. Everybody's going to be very quiet. We make sure nobody eats your body up. And just move yourself over each one of the five continents. Move yourself down close, take a look, and then move yourself over a couple of oceans, and then move back here. No further communication to you via this body, okay? All right, let's do that. What happened?
Well, I visualized each of the places in turn.
You visualized them, or did you move them under you?
Well, they were under me. I went down to them each time.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And I just came up again. Had a feeling of coming up.
What'd you see?
In each case, I had seen a scene of a particular place I was in. One was Iceland, a scene of ice. That was the easy one. China, Chinese scene.
Were they in motion? What was your feeling of reality about these scenes?
Oh, very, very slight. Very slight.
Very slight?
Mm-hmm.
Reality was very slight on these.
Very slight, yes.
Was it better than it had been before?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. I had a feeling of lifting up and down.
Good, good, good. All right. Now, this time, why don't you, there's a number of islands here in the British Isles.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you just sit there and move now. Move Ireland under you, and one by one, every time you see an island, or a new one you'd like to move under, you just move that one under you, and just go rapidly sequence, and take a close-up look at each one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't tell the transport companies what we're doing here, because they lose money on this. Okay, nobody will disturb you here or make any noise.
These places, well, something seems to move under me, but I can't seem to get down to it.
Oh, having a rough time.
Mm.
Well, it occurred to you to move it up to you.
No, it didn't.
Okay. Let's go on the same tour again, and each time now, let's move it up to you.
Gone haywire here.
What's happened?
Well, since I went across to Germany, I seem to be sitting on a boat. But on the boat there's a German. I got this remembrance of childhood ideas too. There's a German with one of those hats with a spike on the top. He's leaning over the front with a woman. Both old fashioned dress.
Mm-hmm. All right, what happened when you went over these islands?
Well, it seemed to be scenes come into my mind. I seemed to see scenes very similar to what one would see in the cinema.
Mm-hmm. Did you move
one these? Cinema scene did come in, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right, did you move these islands under you?
Mm-hmm.
Each time?
Mm-hmm.
Did you move yourself down to them?
Yes.
Back away?
Mm-hmm.
What was the change in the island?
Well, I just seemed to land in a certain particular part of the town that I kind of moved under. I moved the town and moved France under me, and I seemed to go down to a particular part of the town of France.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular instance, a cinema scene came in.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
All right. All right, now let's move that town under you again.
Mm-hmm.
Got that under you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's take this cinema scene and pin it to some of the, or move it a certain distance away from some of the furniture around that town.
I got a whole lot of chimney tops on me.
All right. Now take that cinema scene and put it alongside of one of these chimney tops.
Plug it down one a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now move that town away from you several miles.
It's gone anyway.
All right, now take the facsimile of what you've just seen. And what are you near anything now?
Well, I just got a facsimile there.
You got a facsimile there. Well, move this monument you've been calling Nelson's Monument near you. Now put this on the horse's nose.
In the form of a piece of rag.
Got that facsimile on his nose? Now move St. Paul's Cathedral under you. Got it?
Yep.
Now take the facsimile of having put that on the horse's nose. You got that picture?
You got the picture with the facsimile. I got the horse with the facsimile wrapped around his nose.
The facsimile of it, you know. This is a picture of it. All right, now put that on the cross at St. Paul's. Got that? Now move 163 Holland Park under you. Got that? Now, move the chair under you.
Move the chair under me?
Yeah, yeah. The chair on the platform under you. Got that? All right, sit down.
I'm fine. Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see any differentiation on facsimiles and anything else?
Can I differentiate between the facsimiles and...
Yeah, the facsimile you're making of something and the picture you get of something when you move it under you. You get the difference between these two things.
Yes.
There's a difference between
these two. The only difference is...
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's all.
Good.
Well, just tell me, do you have any better sense of being out...
This time during this drill?
Yes, definitely. I felt
a
sense of movement.
Mm-hmm.
Moving as away from the chair.
Okay. Okay, let's get another run at this.